You sin against your parents in devoting to such a poor purpose the time which belongs to them, and you sin against God in thus using the time which should be spent in devotion to Him. 416.3 Children, I have a message for you. You are now deciding your future destiny, and your character building is of that kind which will exclude you from the paradise of God. How sad it is for Jesus, the world's 417 Redeemer, to look upon a family where the children have no love for God, no respect for the Word of God, but are all absorbed in reading storybooks. The time occupied in this way robs you of a desire to become effective in household duties, it disqualifies you to stand at the head of a family, and if continued it will entangle you more and more closely in Satan's snare. Some of the books you read contain excellent principles, but you read only to get the story. If you would gather from the books you read that which would help you in the formation of your character, your reading would do you some good. But as you take up your books and peruse page after page of them, do you ask yourself, what is my object in reading? Am I seeking to gain substantial knowledge? You cannot build a right character by bringing to the foundation wood, hay, and stubble. 416.4 So in the mind seeds of Bible truth between an uncultivated field and an untrained mind there is a striking similarity. In the minds of children and youth the enemy sows tares, and unless parents keep watchful guard, these will spring up to bear their evil fruit. Unceasing care is needed in cultivating the soil of the mind and sowing it with the precious seed of Bible truth. Children should be taught to reject trashy, exciting tales and to turn to sensible reading, which will lead the mind to take an interest in Bible story, history, and argument. Reading that will throw light upon the sacred volume and quicken the desire to study it is not dangerous, but beneficial. 417.1 It is impossible for the youth to possess a healthy tone of mind and correct religious principles, unless they enjoy the perusal of the Word of God. This book contains the most interesting history, points out the way of salvation 418 through Christ, and is their guide to a higher and better life. 417.2 Chapter 69, Courtesy and Kindness. Courtesy will banish half-life cells. The principle inculcated by the injunction, be kindly affectioned one to another, lies at the very foundation of domestic happiness. Christian courtesy should reign in every household. It is cheap, but it has power to soften natures which would grow hard and rough without it. The cultivation of a uniform courtesy, a willingness to do by others, as we would like them to do by us, would banish half the ills of life. 421.1 Courtesy begins in the home. If we would have our children practice kindness, courtesy, and love, we ourselves must set them the example. 421.2 Courtesy, even in little things, should be manifested by the parents toward each other. Universal kindness should be the law of the house. No rude language should be indulged, no bitter words should be spoken. 421.3 All may possess a cheerful countenance, a gentle voice, a courteous manner, and these are elements of power. Children are attracted by a cheerful, sunny demeanor. Show them kindness and courtesy, and they will manifest the same spirit toward you and toward one another. 421.4 Your courtesy and self-control will have greater influence upon the characters of your children than mere words could have. 421.5 Mutual kindness makes home a paradise, by speaking kindly to their children and praising them, when they try to do right, parents may encourage their efforts, make them very happy, and throw around the 422 family circle a charm which will chase away very dark shadow and bring cheerful sunlight in. Mutual kindness and forbearance will make home a paradise and attract holy angels into the family circle, but they will flee from a house where there are unpleasant words, fretfulness, and strife. Unkindness, complaining, and anger shut Jesus from the dwelling. 421.6 The courtesies of everyday life and the affection that should exist between members of the same family do not depend upon outward circumstances. 422.1 Pleasant voices, gentle manners, and sincere affection that finds expression in all the actions, together with industry, neatness, and economy, make even a hovel the happiest of homes. The Creator regards such a home with approbation. 422.2 There are many who should live less for the outside world and more for the members of their own family circle. There should be less display of superficial politeness and affection towards strangers and visitors and more of the courtesy that springs from genuine love and sympathy toward the dear ones of our own firesides. 422.3 True Politeness Defined. There is great need of the cultivation of true refinement in the home. This is a powerful witness in favor of the truth. In whomsoever they may appear, vulgarity of language and of demeanor indicate the vitiated heart. Truth of heavenly origin never degrades the receiver, never makes him coarse or rough. Truth is softening and refining in its influence. When received into the heart, it makes the youth respectful and polite. Christian politeness is received only under the working of the Holy Spirit. It does not consist in affection or artificial polish, in bowing and simpering. This is the class of politeness possessed by those of the world, but 423 they are destitute of true Christian politeness. True polish, true politeness, is obtained only from a practical knowledge of the gospel of Christ. True politeness, true courtesy, is a kindness shown to all, high or low, rich or poor.